I've been volunteering with Almost Home Rescue for about 2.5 years now. It's really some important work that we're doing. And we have rescued and placed in homes over 4,000 dogs after 10 years of business. So we really feel that we're doing an incredible job. In essence, we bring up dogs from Mississippi and from, I believe, Arkansas now. I don't know, it's all southern states. They load them up in a huge 18-wheeler and bring them up every Saturday. And it's fascinating to watch. And everybody's unloading all of their dogs. And people are picking up all these rescues. And some are screaming and hollering. They don't want to get out of their kennel after all those trips. But each person that picks up the dogs is fascinating to watch the connection they make just to get them off of these massive trucks and bringing them to a new life in Maine, because all of them, for the majority of them, are placed in Maine. So it's a fascinating journey for the animals, but it's also a fascinating journey for the individuals who pick them up. A fun time to watch is winter, when some of them have never seen snow, and we're unloading them and putting them in their snow, and they're sticking their paws out of the snow. It's very, very comical as well. But it's all a transition, and we're always, every individual's going through transitions in their life. And what we do and what I love about this program is bringing these pets into people's lives. And what a better place than Maine. You know, it's just fabulous. And I'm a transplant. I'm from away myself. So it's been great to come into the and find this is my home as well. I'm Betty Fortune. I'm from South Portland, Maine. I'm a clinical social worker. And I have been volunteering with Almost Home Rescue for about 2.5 years now. And I hope you take a look at what is giving to you.
Voices of Giving is a month-long series where listeners share how and why they give. What is giving to you? Visit mpbn.net to share your thoughts and to listen to others from all across Maine. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.